Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Sokala Duma Radio. In this special edition of The Big Interview, we speak to former Bucks player Dumisa Ngobe and ex-Chiefs defender Fabian McCarthy on the upcoming Soweto Derby. Enjoy.
Sokala Duma Radio.
We are joined now on the line by former Orlando Pirates player. Well, there's an interesting story about him and Chiefs and him and Orlando Pirates, but now we will talk specifically about the upcoming derby. We know that Orlando Pirates on Saturday are playing against Kaizer Chiefs. You, the fan, was in charge of picking the starting lineups. Now, we'll allow the legend to talk about the impression that he has on the upcoming game. But before that, do you want to remind our listeners, Dumisa? First, thank you very much for your time. How are you doing?
All right, yourself.
I'm good, thank you so much, man. Do you want to remind the listeners as to what was happening between Chiefs and Pirates and about you around 1997, 1998? What was the story there?
No, the story, it was about the Pirates. They were actually badly looking for me, and they didn't want me to sign for Orlando Pirates, I mean for Kaizer Chiefs. As you know, that Pirates and that time Aces, they had they had a good friendship. So the director now says, no, the boy cannot go and play for Kaizer Chiefs. So we want that boy, and we'll try hard and we'll fight until we get the boy. So that's what happened, actually. Me end up in playing for Kaizer Chiefs.
Alright, and before we go into the thick of things with the derby today, what are your most memorable derby moments? What do you remember the most about Kaizer Chiefs versus Orlando Pirates?
The memory that I will never forget is the time we beat Kaizer Chiefs. I think it was 4-1. I think that was 1997.
And you always looked forward to playing against them?
I was always looking forward to play against them.
Alright, let's talk about the Pirates signings a little bit. We know that they've signed Musa Nyatama from Celtic. They've signed a new Nigerian striker, Christian Obiozo. They've signed a goalkeeper from Mamelodi Sundowns, Wayne Sandilands. What do you make of the signings a little bit? And also, what do you think they still need?
The signing that they've signed for now, I think it will assist the team. Samsung is a Pirates player. Yeah. This is known very well that he was loan, and you know. But for Wayne, I think we'll give the team more, because I think the other keepers that they were playing, Shomos and Babo Juanes and I think they were not commanding enough in terms of their defense, and you can see even when they attack, they're not even shouting the defense. But with Sullivan, I think we're able to control his defense and able to marshal them very well. But I don't know, we'll see, because you know games changes, because you know if the goalkeeper is quiet, and then it's where the team will consider a lot of goals.
And let's talk a little bit about what Orlando Pirates need. So they've signed a striker, they've signed two midfielders, they've signed a goalkeeper. What else do you think they still need?
Now what they need now currently, if they can get two central defenders. But I heard that there's a one boy coming from he's coming from Uganda. I forgot.
But they haven't announced him yet.
Yeah, but I know that. I think that's, you know, secretly, but he's on his way coming. Yeah, he's about 23 years old. I think they also give that dimension in terms of the central defense there. So that I'm looking at now, they must get two central defense. And then I think the team will be completed.
All right. Knowing that Orlando Pirates finished 11th in the league last season, and they were knocked out in the Nedbank Cup on the final, let's talk about what do you think is going to happen in the next season for Orlando Pirates with the new signings. What's going to happen next season? What do you look forward to next season from Orlando Pirates?
You know, I'll be honest with you. You know, next season I'm looking at Orlando Pirates getting into the top 8. I'm not expecting them to win the league the next coming season, because of the day, there will be new players coming into the team. They need to gel together as a team. So So definitely, Sean, next season, maybe I can say one trophy in the cabinet they will have, but not the league. They will try to contest for the league, but I don't see them. I won't see them winning the league with the players that they'll be coming into. I mean, the new team, the players that are coming into the team.
I mean, that's a very bold statement for you to think that they're not going to win the league, but I mean, that's a mature statement as well, considering what they've done last season. Does Dumisa Ngobe still consider Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs as big teams, considering the fact that Bidvest Wits is there, Cape Town City, Mamelodi Sundowns? Do you think that Chiefs and Pirates are still big teams?
You know what? There's one thing for sure that you won't run away off. Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs are big teams. Why they are big teams? They used to dominate the leagues before, and they've got big supporters. You cannot take, I mean, the supporters, they cannot run away from their teams and go and coach university. You know, even though the league is there for anybody to win it, you know, but they'll come back, they'll bounce back, because, you know, each and every team, it does have a storm. You know, Sundowns, as they are winning back to back, but they're coming from somewhere also. If you can look at Sundowns as the one league, when does Sundowns own the league?
So you believe that these teams will come back? They still should be considered as big teams?
No, they are big teams. Don't take it away. They'll bounce back. And just a storm. You know, they're facing that storm. Everybody does face some heavy times in life. You know, you find some hiccups in your life. And there's no smooth life. You'll be lucky if you had a smooth life until you go on your grave. But, you know, if you're a human being in this world, you'll never have a smooth life.
And in conclusion, as we let you go, one, do you believe that Shell Rionovre is still going to be the Orlando Pirates player, the Orlando Pirates coach next season? And what's your prediction?
You know, I don't know much about the coach. I know it's only that I see or I hear about his CV, and, you know. But, you know, for me, since he came into the team, he didn't convince me. Good, this is a man that will take Pirates into the next step. But let's see what happens. But I don't know. You know, if a coach, to be honest, he was supposed to put the team on the top 8. He had a chance of the team to survive, to get into the top 8. But he didn't do so. But I don't know, maybe the team didn't have legs, you know, but let's see, as we start with this preparation, and see what is going to take the team to.
All right, and the prediction for the weekend, Chiefs versus Pirates in the Black Label Cup, who do you think is going to win?
Honestly speaking, you know, last season, the Chiefs won the Black Label, but more or less, Pirates were dominating the Black Label. But I'll give it back to Pirates. Why I'm saying this, Chiefs, never mind that they won, what you call this meal, what cup that they're playing currently. the team doesn't even convince. You know why I'm saying this?
Yes, I'm listening.
You know why I'm saying this? Because, I mean, you know, when you watch the Chiefs, you don't see what the team wants to score, you know? I mean, you know, sometimes big teams, they need to outclass the teams when they play against. You know, to see that, no, Kaizer Chiefs is looking for the goal. But, you know, that footballers, this they're playing nowadays, I don't understand it on the serious note.
So you're saying Orlando Pirates is going to win the derby this coming weekend?
Definitely sure, Pirates will win the derby. What I can say, Pirates is not on the top 8, and Pirates is coming on the game as underdog. Yeah, so that is why I'm saying Pirates will win the game.
That's a former Orlando Pirates midfielder. His name is Dumisa Ngobe. Dumisa, thank you very much for your time, man.
No, I appreciate it, man.
We're joined now by former Kaizer Chiefs defender, Fabian McCarthy. Fabian, thank you very much for your time. How's it?
All right, thanks, and you, bro?
I'm good, thank you very much, man. A couple of questions about the upcoming derby. We know that Orlando Pirates is going to play Kaizer Chiefs. The fans have spoken. They've already picked their teams. Before we go into that, though, for Saturday's match, what are your most memorable moments of the derby?
One, it's always looking, coming out of the tunnel with the noise, greeting the supporters in the middle of the field, and obviously you see the golden black three quarter of the stadium. Gives you goosebumps, and you have to be ready to die and put a smile on those supporters' faces come end of the derby, the game. Yeah.
And talking about smiles on people's faces, do you think that having signed a player like Bongolotu Jaiya, do you think that Chiefs have put smiles on the fans' faces, or do you think they still need to sign more players?
Look, obviously, I would say they still need to reinforce and sign one or two, especially attacking players, experienced campaigners and stuff like that. But if that is what the coach and the management decided to go for, and the players that they signed up to this point in time will add to what the team did last season, then one have to respect it. And now it's about putting smiles on the supporters' faces and lifting trophies.
And is this a game that Fabian McCarthy, myself, and the ordinary fan should be looking forward to? Is the Soweto Derby still something to look forward to?
Look, this one, I'll say no, because the fans are in charge, the supporters are in control. You only get the last quarter of the game where the coach will come in and make his changes. But obviously, the fans, you have to respect their opinion also in this competition, because they selected, obviously, the favorites, the trusted, the experienced, the players of both teams that's been there for two or more seasons. So the changes that going to happen come second half or towards the last quarter of the game, then you will see and say, where is it going to? If the coach has to start with the guys from last season, what are they going to do? And those that are going to be on the bench that he'll bring in during the game, during the second half, how are they going to fit in, and are they ready to start off with the start of the MTNA?
And we know that last season, all of the trophies went not to Chiefs or Pirates. Now, how do you think Kaizer Chiefs is going to fare in the coming season, considering that with the players that they've signed, considering the coach that is coaching them?
Look, obviously, to predict now, because it's going to be unfair or unjustified to, because I haven't seen them playing in a competitive a game or league game, you know. So obviously they've been preparing. I watched them two games, different teams, but I'll have to wait and see few games into the season, then I can definitely say what lacks or what needs to be done, or is this team ready to challenge for all the cups there. But I'm saying this is just starters. The MTNA is starting soon, so that is the one where we will say, is the team ready to win the trophy or not?
Fabian, that we're not going to let you go without a prediction. But before that, Steve Compella, two seasons without a trophy, going into the third season. Before we get your prediction, what do you foresee for the future? Do you think that he's going to get away with another trophyless season and still be coach?
Look, I doubt that he will get away with nothing this season. But obviously, it's about time to go for everything this season. You know, that will is going to determine, especially the competition that will be starting in a week's or in 2 weeks' time. You know, this the Carling Black Label Cup, it's starters. It's a starter before
the main course
meal, the dessert, or your three-course meal, or whatever. This is just for starters. And if the team does well, come out victorious, it's a plus.
All right, and the prediction for the weekend? Kaizer Chiefs winning, Pirates winning?
Pirates winning, I can't go there. But as for, I'll go for Chiefs. I can't predict the score, because even if it's gonna be, if it ends up on penalties, and a matter of fact is, at the end of the day, is if you celebrate and you win, you won. So for me, I'll say obviously I'm going with the Glamour Boys, and yeah, that's my prediction.
That's former Bafana Bafana, former Mamelodi Sundowns and Chiefs defender Fabian. Fabian, thank you very much for your time, sir.
You're welcome, my brother.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you very much for listening. We hope you enjoyed the views of the former players. I'm sure you are looking forward to an exciting derby. Catch us next week for the next edition of The Big Interview.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.